Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. In today's episode, we are going to dive into the warning signs that can indicate failure in your digital transformation. And here to walk us through these risks and solutions is Wayne Holtham, Vice President of Third Stage Consulting Asia Pacific. Third Stage is an independent and technology agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. And Wayne and his team have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys. Wayne and his team have seen what it takes for companies of all sizes to see success, but they have also witnessed what companies have done or haven't done that led their project astray. So let's talk through the signs of potential failure that you should take seriously if they show up in your own digital transformation. Well, welcome to the show, Wayne. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much, Sarah. It's good to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you. So let's start on a positive note. So how does someone know if their digital transformation is heading in the right direction?
It's interesting. That's a question we often get asked by clients who are about to embark on an ERP or a digital transformation journey. But the first thing you see is that, you know, there's a clear plan. People, you know, someone who actually really has an idea of what they're doing. I think that makes a big difference, in the sense that there's not this, well, I don't know, and I'm a deer in the headlights type thing. And so, because ERP is quite complex, you know, have I got change? Do I understand why I'm actually doing this? What is it that I actually need? And so they're the sort of things you start to see really quickly if there's an organization that's got that thinking, or they've got someone in who's experienced that alerts them to those things. When you see that they're sort of asking some of the questions, it does make you wonder, you know, what is good going to be, or how's it going to be, sort of thing. And so you really spot it. It's really one of those things that stands out.
Yeah, no, that's great. And could you talk to me a little bit about the specific red flags and warning signs that project leaders should be mindful of too?
It's interesting. Some of the things that you start to see is that lack of planning. And so I recently worked with a client in the US, and they asked us to come in. They're already halfway through their evaluation journey and those sorts of things. And it was like, we're just going to go buy this technology. And so to me, that's warning bells straight at the start, because they didn't really understand what the technology would do, how they were actually going to deliver it, what it meant for them, how much disruption it might mean for them, what it might cost, all of those sort of things. And so they're the sort of things that are the red flags. You know, if you really can't articulate why you're doing it, what makes sense, what it actually means, and how much it's going to cost you, they're pretty big flags.
Yeah, 1,000%. And also just like you say, they just kind of jumped into it with like a lack of knowledge of all of these possible consequences that can come with like jumping the gun and going straight into one particular software over another, for example.
So. Yeah, that's right. And when you actually start talking to software vendors, they're very good at going, this will fix all of your problems. And the demonstrations are wonderful. They really are. You know, you think, I would buy that. But when you've actually been there and you've actually done it a few times, you realize that maybe that really nice, shiny looking thing, there's a lot more that takes to drive that. And so, yeah, so you've got to consider it a bit deeper.
Totally. And I'm sure, like, being the expert that you guys are, like, you kind of see through the shininess too and be like, okay, I could see where this could potentially, like, be a red flag for a potential customer as well.
Yeah, and as often it's hard because the client's all excited. You know, it's like, I'm going to get this new thing and it's going to be great and But, you know, you've got to try and bring them back and say, hang on, now let's think about this. What's this going to look? Do you understand? And those are the questions that often they go, well, you know, you're like the Grinch type thing. When it's not really the case, it's about, I just don't want you to have a bad experience in the future, you know.
Yeah, 100%. So what goes into implementation planning?
Well, I think there's probably about four elements. And so one is, you know, how long, you know, why are we doing this and how long do we think it's going to take? How much of a change is it going to make to our business? So we've got to consider what that is, because that starts then understanding our order of magnitude. So it's going to impact, number one, our people. It's going to impact our service we offer. We need to factor in costs for it. And we also need to understand the resources that we're going to require to take it. So whether it's people's time, whether it's vendor time, all of those sort of things need to go into the planning piece, because if we haven't got all of those elements considered, then what we find is that we've missed things, and they usually are big things, because, you know, change is often one that we miss, and that's a really, really big one, because, you know, just giving someone unless you're a two-year-old and be given a phone who can actually easily pick it up and work it straight away, most of us as normal people actually have to learn and change the ways we do things. And that's the bit that often gets missed in planning.
Yeah, definitely. So what are the most common holes that companies leave out during this planning process, would you say?
Well, there's two that seem to come up a lot these days. And one is obviously the change one, which we mentioned, is the fact that how will my people adopt to this? And many times we think that because we present a new solution, people are just going to readily pick it up. But it takes a bit to learn, and we've got age demographics that are different. So we might have older people that aren't used to technology and that sort of stuff. So we have to accommodate their learning path and their ability to be able to absorb and pick that new technology up and understand why they're doing it. The second one is that as we get new technology, we have more and more requirements of data. And so what we did in the past, we might have had a book with a spreadsheet or we had all those sort of things where we captured information. Now we want to put that all in the system so we can actually leverage that and use that. And so when we actually go to implement, we don't realize how data hungry these new systems are. And so we've got to create that. And we get halfway through our implementation, we go, well, we've migrated our data, but we also now have a big gap because we need all this extra data that we didn't realize we needed. And so that's a big hole and a big cost that sort of drags out the program that you're trying to deliver.
Yeah, that's huge. And I didn't even know that. So that's really good info to know. And so if you had to prioritize, what are the most important elements of the transformation that need to be planned out, like no ifs, ands or buts, like it has to be done?
Well, I suppose the first one is you need to understand how you're going to operate. Because if you don't understand how you're going to operate, then it's very, very hard to actually take any steps past that. And it's a simple thing to turn and say, well, we operate the same as we would. But you know, as you put in new technology, you know, if you look at the whole world has changed just dramatically in the sense that the way we need to operate supply chains, those sort of things, because of COVID, we can't work the same way we worked in the past. So we need to understand our operating. How would we operate? How do we best operate? Not how will technology make us operate? And that's a big difference. So that's the first one. The second one is the change. So if we're going to operate differently, what does that change mean? How are our people going to actually adopt, work with? What's it going to take to get them to accept that change? And the big problem many people have is they have, I want to adapt, not adopt. And so and when I adapt, I only take half of what I take all my old stuff as well as my other stuff. And so I haven't really changed. I've just added more. And that's a big thing that you've got to consider when you do this. And I suppose the final one that's important is technology is only the enabler. It's not the solution. And so when we look at it, and that goes back to the operating model, if we understand why and how we want to operate and what that looks like, then the technology will support us in doing that. Not be everything that it means to do that.
Yeah, super, super crucial to remember that too. I love that, how it's really not the solution. Like you said, it's there to help you, you know, proceed with what it is that you want to achieve in your company, your business. So it definitely sounds like if you're aware of what to look out for, it will become easier to spot those indicators that could throw the whole digital transformation off track. So
Exactly right, Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely love that. So when we do come back, we'll be exploring potential solutions that can you can run with if you've seen any of the warning signs that we've discussed this far. So stay tuned.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dogovich, speaking with Wayne Holtham of Third Stage Consulting. And before the break, we discussed the warning signs that could hint at transformation failure. So now let's turn to the page, or turn the page rather, and talk about what to do about it. So say someone spots one of the warning signs that you mentioned before the break. What is the best course of action to take to help get things back on track?
Well, it's interesting because spotting the warning sign and being able to get someone to actually listen to what they're saying is usually a challenge. But I think it's about actually not feeling that you can't stop, you can't regroup, you can't actually go, well, what really is causing this? What did we miss on the way? And I think that organizations get caught in this thing of we've got to deliver, and then all of a sudden, all of those things that they saw as warning signs and overlooked become real problems, and they don't allow them to actually get to that point where they can close the design or close the build or actually get to the point where they can actually deploy it. So it really, it's best to do it early. So you actually, if you see these warning signs, take stock, put in a plan that actually can mitigate those, and then move forward as you go, because you know, they don't go away, they just get bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice. So I wanted you to also talk to me about the cost of fixing a potential ERP failure, because in cases you've seen where an organization's transformation efforts are going off the rails, how much do companies end up paying beyond the original budgeted amount to fix that problem?
Well, it's interesting because it's not uncommon that you actually pay double, and you think double, that's a lot. But I've seen companies where three times the amount of money that they had originally planned, they end up spending. But it doesn't end there, because usually what happens is they'll spend that money, but that money is caught up in the fact that, you know, we have to then de-scope some things because to try and fix them, it's too much. We're already too far gone, sort of thing. And so the cost ends up flowing ongoing forever, because we've built a system that has less functionality, and then we've got to run with that system. We've got all these workarounds and all of these things where it isn't as efficient as we wanted. And so where we thought we'd get a great return on our investment and it would pay for itself, all of a sudden it doesn't. And so we've paid three times as much, and we've got, you know, probably about half what we expected, sort of thing. And so that's the ongoing cost of not getting it right.
We also speak a lot about organizational change management on the show. So I want to focus our last segment on warning signs specifically as it pertains to OCM. So how do you know if your change management strategy specifically is going to pose a potential problem?
Well, it's interesting. I'm working with a client at the moment, and they're a long way into, and they've brought us in to advise to be able to identify some of the gaps they had. But what they've gone along and they've built a solution. They've got a whole lot of people from the business to actually craft this solution. They've not spoken to anybody in the business about this solution. And so when you start getting to the point where you're going to deploy it, and the business is, and you're going out to the business saying, "Here's what we're going to deploy," and they go, "Well, I don't know anything about this," and so that means that no change has been done. And so what that really creates a problem is that we're going to give a solution that no one really understands, no one agrees with, no one actually has been brought along the journey on. And so their ways of working probably aren't going to be any different. They're just going to have a new tool that they can actually work out how they can actually do a workaround to get around it. And so that's the probably the struggle side or the piece that happens when change management really isn't considered. It's that thing of technology will solve all of our problems, but we forget that, you know, 90% of it is people, and people is change. And so that's really, really the big area that is often overlooked. And you need to bring people on early so they understand the why. Then change becomes a whole lot easier. If I understand why I'm changing, it's great. If you're telling me I need to change, you know, how many people don't want to change?
Yeah, 1,000%. Humans don't really like change. As we've also mentioned on the show, it's like it takes a lot to want to change into something potentially better for you. But if you're a leader who finds yourself up against an OCM red flag, what are some of the specific actions you can do or you can take to help alleviate the problem before it snowballs into something bigger than it needs to be?
I really think you've got to start to then work with the people who are going to be the end, who's going to receive the change as such. So it's understanding what is it they want. You can actually shortcut the whole change process by actually understanding where you're at, what people want, and actually bring them on board as best you can, even if it's after the fact. Bring them on board, start to actually show them some of the real benefits that might be there and understand where these benefits will come from and how they can actually play a part in that. And so you can actually turn it around and get people really, really driving you and pushing you because they are excited about the change. Whereas if you just open the door and say, here you go, we've got this whole new package, you can use it, and they're, you know, not everybody accepts that very well. And so it's good as a leader to step back, say, change is there, I can't ignore it. How do I get people on board? How do I bring them on board and get them involved as part of the journey?
Yeah, that's definitely great advice as well. And everything that you've mentioned today has been super informative, so I want to thank you for that. But we're out of time pretty much for this episode. But before we do sign off, where can our listeners go to get more information on how to reach digital transformation success?
Well, you know, Third Stage puts a lot of content out, whether it be YouTube, whether it be LinkedIn. But also we are available. We've got a website, so there's heaps of content on the website. So we're Third Stage Consulting Group. So have a look out, and there's lots and lots of ways to be able to contact us or get information that might be able to help.
Love it. And for any of you who don't know what heaps means, it just means a lot. So for our international people listening, I understand you, Wayne, don't worry.
Australian vernacular.
But awesome. I wanted to thank you again so much for being on the show and just for your time today as well.
No, it's great to be here, and I always enjoy our discussions because we uncover lots and lots of things that I hadn't considered or even thought about. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to thank all of you for listening. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I'm Sarah Dokovic, and we'll see you next time on our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.